This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. They're coming from New York City, from Chicago and Los Angeles, and from as far away as Australia. Firefighters from across the country and from around the world arriving in Boston to pay their respects to two Boston firemen who died last week battling a 9-alarm blaze in the Back Bay.
Funerals are planned for Wednesday and Thursday for Lieutenant Edward Walsh and firefighter Michael Kennedy. Today, hundreds of people are lining up at a wake in Watertown to remember the 43-year-old Walsh, who came from a family of firefighters.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is at St. Patrick's Church in Watertown, where the wake is being held, and joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Anthony.
Give us a sense of the scene there. What are you seeing?
Well, it is an impressive sight, Anthony. Right now, we are looking at a total sea of firefighters. Earlier, I said on Twitter that there were hundreds here. There may actually be thousands here, like you said, from Chicago, Boston, D.C., L.A., and as far away as Melbourne, Australia. So what they're doing right now is they're doing the walk-by of the casket inside. So they're doing a walk-through, streaming into the church. There are firefighters lined up 2, 3, 4 wide, as far as the eye can see right now. And they're going to be doing that for some time.
And Jack, I assume you've had a chance to chat with some of the firefighters anyway. What are you hearing from them? What are they saying?
Well, a lot of them, they say, this is their duty to a fallen brother. It's their duty to come here and show their respects. A lot of them, they said, it's something that they try not to think about. Some of them do. It's always in the back of your mind. But I talked to one man, he said, it's impossible for it to always be in the back of your mind, because if it's in the back of your mind that something like this might happen, he says you can't do your job properly.
Right. Now, Jack, we mentioned two funerals scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday. Give us a sense about the planning for the next couple of days and what's going to be happening.
Well, the plan for tomorrow is the funeral for Lieutenant Walsh is going to be held right here in Watertown. That's going to start tomorrow morning. With a procession from the local Watertown firehouse, which is about a block away. Now, Walsh's brother, Michael, will be carrying his helmet with various dignitaries from all across the country, all across the world, here to pay their respects. Then tomorrow afternoon is the wake for firefighter Michael Kennedy. That's going to be in West Roxbury, and then his funeral will be on Thursday morning.
All right, that's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reporting from St. Patrick's Church in Watertown. Jack, thanks so much.
You're welcome.